Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Hey there, folks. Welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. I'm Jen Bunk. I am CEO of the PeopleStack. I'm a career coach for tech managers, and we are helping tech managers every single day to build their dream careers. Yes, even now, especially now, during this global pandemic, during this spiritual hurricane, during this time of extreme uncertainty, whatever you want to call it, 2020 has kicked us in the ass. It really has. And it's ready for us to say, okay, what you got, right? It's like, game on, game on. I got this. And so the topic for this week, I want to talk about the biggest obstacles, the biggest career obstacles that you are facing right now. Before I get to that though, some folks were asking about Kirby over here. I call him Jigglypuff just to, trigger my son. This is Kirby. Everybody say hi to Kirby. And if you're wondering where I got it, where I bought it, didn't buy it anywhere. My parents, my son's grandparents made this for him. So he's a big video game fan. And so what he does from time to time, because my dad loves 3D printing and my mom loves art and painting and coloring. So he gives them a list of, hey, make these characters. And one of them was Jigglypuff. No, I know it's Kirby, but she's pink and cute and round. So anyway, this was made with a 3D printer, and then I believe it was just some paint and some time and some love. So can't get them online, folks. this is a Bunk original. Anyway, some people were asking about that, or you may have been curious about it. It's my son's. He's 11, but I told him, I was like, wow, that would look really great in my office. It would go really well with the decor, whatever, in the background. And it would be really cool to have that in the background during my podcast. So he's like, okay, I can put it on loan to you for a month. I said, great, wonderful. Then you can have it in your room. He's like, and maybe we can go back and forth. So if sometimes you see that Kirby's not there, it's fine. He's okay. He's in my son's room. He just goes back and forth. Now that we've had that time for a little bit of lightness, and as I let the camera, when I move around too much, the camera goes all weird. It'll refocus in just a moment. For those of you who are watching, there it is. Okay. It's a Logitech camera. It's a great camera. I don't know why it does that. Anybody have any suggestions on that? Whenever I start, it's a Logitech. Yeah, it's a HD 1080p. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, now that we have that lightness, we all need a little more lightness in our life. That's why I have Kirby Jigglypuff over there. What I want to talk about is your biggest career obstacles. And today, I want to focus on the obstacles that some of our best clients had to overcome, got to overcome, overcame with strength and grace and confidence. And whenever I use, I'm not using real clients' names here. So if there's any clients who were listening, and I know you are, hey, out there, I am not using clients' names here because I will be revealing some stuff and some big stuff about what people did to overcome fear and doubt and other obstacles. So I do absolutely want to protect the anonymity of my clients. So I will be using different names, but know that these are real stories, and know that if you are experiencing obstacles right now in your career, whatever you might want to call them, everybody does. Some people call them struggles or problems or objections, or it may show up as, but I can't. Yeah, I wish I could, but I can't. That kind of a thing. Those are what I'm labeling as obstacles. And we all experience them. And look, if you're experiencing obstacles, problems, challenges, objections in your mind, or other people are making objections to what it is you want to do in your career, that means you're on the right track, guys. Guys and gals and everyone in between. It means you're on the right track. So many people make it mean that, like, oh my God, this is hard. Gotta stop. Right? It's getting harder. Must mean I'm getting further away. No. Getting harder, encountering more obstacles, means that it's getting steeper and you're getting closer to the top. And yeah, it's going to get harder. So I want to talk about in this episode, when I look at our best clients, so our PeopleStack clients, our Tech Manager clients, who have killed it, who have, like, in a good way. And for most of them, I've not shared their case studies yet. So don't try and, like, figure out who they are. Again, we're protecting anonymity here. But these are clients who have absolutely tapped into all of their strength, all of their will, all of their acceptance and courage and confidence in order to overcome some really, 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 really big obstacles. And when I take a look at what are these obstacles and how do they overcome them, I like to look for the similarities and the patterns, but also the differences, because every single story is different. Everybody upgrades their career in a different way with their own idiosyncrasies, with their own beautiful uniqueness. But when I look at what are the top three obstacles that our clients have overcome, especially our best clients, it's fear, money, and time. And sometimes it's one, sometimes it's two, sometimes it's all three. And these are not mutually exclusive. Because if it's a money obstacle, a lot of times it's a fear obstacle. If it's a time obstacle, a lot of times it's a fear obstacle. If it's any obstacle, a lot of times it's a fear obstacle. And I've talked about that before, but I want to split it up this time and really get more specific here. Instead of talking about fear in a more general way, I want to talk about it in terms of obstacles, objections, problems, struggles in getting where they want to go in their careers. So fear comes up a lot, in a lot of different ways too. So one way that it comes up that can actually be quite empowering, and we see a lot of our best clients do this, and I've done this myself, and you can check in to see when have I done this before too. There's this moment of decision. Maybe you're a little wobbly in that decision, right? I'm going to go jump out of this plane. I'm going to go down this really steep water slide. I'm going to go and ask my boss for a raise. I'm going to quit. Finally, I'm going to do this. There's this moment of decision, and then it's like, oh boy, I better go and do it right now before I change my mind. Because you know that if you hesitate in that moment after the decision, fear might take over. We see this time and time and time again, and this is actually a good thing if you're feeling this. Wow, I made this decision. This is awesome. I'm a little bit shaky. I'm a little bit scared, but I know this is the best thing for me to do. Let's do it. I better do it right now or else I'm going to turn around and run away. If you've ever done anything physically scary, you know, for example, jumping from a height that's higher than your comfort zone, or going down a really steep water slide, like I said, or maybe it's going across a balance beam. Maybe, you know, whatever it might be for you that would be like physically like a little bit scary, going down a ski slope, skiing or snowboarding, going down that diamond or that black diamond or that double black diamond for the first time. It's like if you stand at the top of that mountain for too long, fear takes over, right? Because our monkey brain starts to say, this isn't safe. I want to go back and be secure and comfortable and have some hot cocoa, right? In there by the fire. Why can't I just do that? But the way to overact that, to override that, is to basically say, I decided to do this and it's okay. And it's okay that I'm feeling fear. The fear just means something exciting is about to happen. So we see this time and time again with clients, for example, who are on the job market. And, you know, one in particular I'm thinking of, she knew that she needed to negotiate the salary and the job offer. And she knew that was the right thing to do, the best thing to do, but she hesitated for a moment. And so they sent her the offer, and her initial reaction was, okay, I got to counter. I got to ask for at least 20% more, if not more than that. Okay. Gonna do this. All right. I don't want to change my mind. And she was about to like send the email, but then fear took over and we ended up on the phone. Quote unquote, talked her off the ledge. You know, in this case, actually it was quote unquote helping her to make that leap. And she, what was cool about it was that she recognized that in the moment, that it was just fear that took over for the moment, that she wanted to go back to her comfortable life where she didn't ask for what she was worth. But she realized, no, I'm stronger than that. I'm way stronger than that. I am powerful. I am confident. I am worth it. I helped her get back to that and find her inner superhero. And she went and she asked, I believe it was for more than a 20% raise. And she ended up with something like a 30% raise. And so she may have asked for something like 35 or something like that. And then she ended up getting that 30% raise. So fear can show up that way. And that's it. Don't make the fear wrong. Simply notice it and like move on. But without that support, without a system, without how do I do this, usually people just fall flat on their faces. But I want to show how this, I want to talk about how this is showing up so that you understand that if you're experiencing this right now, it's really common. It's really common. The other way that fear shows up is in the more traditional way where it's, I can't, I'm too scared. I just can't. I can't do that. There's no way that I can have that conversation with my boss. There's no way that I can ask for a 40% raise. Are you freaking, whoa, no way. Are you crazy? Ask for a 40% raise. No way can I do that. That's fear, by the way. Anything that is, I can't, I won't, they won't like me, I'm not good enough. Anything with that underneath it, that's simply fear. And we see this time and time and time and time again. Another client that I'm thinking of is he admitted this, he struggled with basically owning his worth and asking for what he was worth because he was so scared of coming off like an overconfident asshole. And so because of that, for years, he was underpaid. For years, he was underrecognized. And what we helped him to see was that it was simply this fear of not being liked that was getting in the way. This fear of other people judging him. And once he got over that, we worked with him on it because he was one who would always ask about, can you just tell me what to say? Can you give me the script? I think I want to go on the job market. I'm not sure. But if I get asked this during the job interview, what do I say? And tell me what to say during promotion or during the negotiation conversation. Or he was also considering asking for a promotion at work, which is why he was kind of on the fence in terms of being on the job market. And, hey, can you just tell me what to say? And if we said this to him once, we said it 1,000 times, and we said it with love, and we said it with repetition, and finally he did hear it, was that this, we can give you that structure. That's what we're here to do. We can give you that strategy. But look, if you approach that strategy from the same place that you're approaching it right now, is from this fear of not being liked, this fear of not being good enough, the best strategy in the world isn't going to help, because those words are still going to vibrate, resonate from a place of I'm not good enough. Please like me. And that's not a leader. That's not the way a leader speaks. That's not the way a leader vibrates. That's not the frequency of a leader. The frequency of a leader is a true sense of confidence. That true sense of, I am more than enough. I am not because of anything in the external world, but because I am divine perfection. Because the universe doesn't make junk, and it didn't start with me. Building that inner sense of confidence, that inner sense of certainty and safety. And once we helped him to do that, then his true, authentic, assertive self came through, and we saw it, and it was a magical thing. And as soon as that happened, that's when he decided to go on the job market. And as of right now, I believe he's on the job market and hasn't gotten any offers yet, but it's killing it. It's like he's going on interviews every single week. And when it's a no, or when it's a, oh, sorry, we had to pull that position because COVID, it's happening a lot right now, right? It's people are saying, yeah, you know, is it just me? It's not just you. Look, a lot of that is happening right now, right? Like, people will get to the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th round of an interview so close. And then because of budget reasons, because of money problems, because of what's going on in the world right now, they'll say, I'm so sorry, we can't. We want to hire you, but we can't because we don't have the money, and they pull it. Sometimes they tell you that, sometimes they don't even do it. You just will never hear back. We've had clients who've gone through that too. Several rounds of interviews, everything was going great, and then radio silence. And if you don't have that inner confidence, if you still have that voice in your head that is a prominent voice where you're turned into that frequency, that sound, that voice of I'm not good enough, they're not going to like me. Oh God, that radio silence is torture. Without the support, without the systems to know how to move forward, it's torture. So if you're going through that right now, I understand. But with this particular client, we helped him build that inner sense of confidence, true certainty, and it shined through true safety, inner security, regardless of what's going on externally. And now he's winning on the job market. And he's going to land that job, no question. So that's how fear shows up. That's one of your obstacles right now. That's one of your career obstacles. That's one of the things standing in your way of building your dream career. Fear is standing in the way of you commanding a salary of 200K, 300K, 400K a year or more. Fear is what's standing in the way of that promotion. Fear is what's standing in the way of landing that awesome job at whatever company you want to work for. What also is standing in the way is money and time. I can't leave this job because I want security. I can't go on the job market. That's unknown. I want the security of this job, the financial security of this job. I can't do that. I can't go on the job market. So we've had clients who were in pretty good jobs, like more than pretty good jobs from a money standpoint, getting paid really well. And they made it clear to us in the beginning that this is not about the money, Jen. I'm smiling because I know and they now know that it was about the money, but they would swear up and down in the beginning, it's not about the money, Jen. I'm paid well. I'm paid really well. I'm already making $175,000, $200,000 a year. Here's the thing. I can't stand my job. I can't stand my boss. I can't stand my team. I can't stand the culture. I can't stand working for the industry that I'm working for. Because it doesn't make me want to get out of bed in the morning. We've had clients who've worked, you know, for example, in retail. Nothing against retail, right? You know, there's no right or wrong here. Absolutely, we need retail. We need retail to shine. It brings a smile to our face. But for some people, working for retail is just not their heart's calling. You know, and we've had clients say, oh my God, I work for Zappos and I cannot go one more day just selling shoes. Like, that's just not my purpose. My purpose is not to sell shoes, and I cannot connect to a higher vision for what working for Zappos means. I want to work in healthcare. I want to work in biotech. I want to work somewhere else where I can feel like I really am pursuing my true purpose. But I'm paid well. I work for X company, but I'm paid well. So I can't leave. It's not about the money though. You can see how that's a circular argument. It's money that is keeping them, because the money is what's giving them that sense of security instead of finding it within. Because if they found their sense of security within, pro tip, folks, security doesn't exist externally. There's no such thing. Security, safety doesn't exist externally. The only place that exists is within. So we help them realize, first of all, you can make just as much as you're making now, if not more, by working for a different industry, by working for a different boss, by working for a different company. And at the end of the day, you really do have to build that inner sense of security, that inner sense of safety, that inner sense of confidence. And we helped them do that, and we helped them land new jobs in companies where they would spring out of bed, maybe not every morning, but a lot of mornings, because they were just so truly connected to the purpose of it. Time is also a reason we see so many people stay stuck. Because I want to wait. Now's not the time to make that big career leap, the big career jump, because I need to wait. I need to wait because... And what's at the end of that sentence could be, I need to wait for that raise. That raise that they promised me. They promised me that they're going to give me a raise. And so I need to wait until February for that. There's that need for that sense of security again. Future security. Not, and it's in their minds, it's a done deal. When at the end of the day, they're looking for security, they know that there's no security in that security. In other words, it's not inevitable that they're going to get that raise in February that they were promised, but they just want to stay where they are. And that becomes the story that they tell themselves for why they're staying where they are. Because I'm getting more money in February. I know my boss is an asshole, but I'm getting more money in February. I have to stay here. There's also, and we've seen this with clients who work for startups. And startups are, look, I don't know if I would call the people stack a startup anymore, but it's a small company. And it's not volatile. the people stack anyway, because we've been at this for basically 6 years now. We're in the moving into the past the kindergarten preschool age and into the grade school age of the company. But when you work for tech companies, product companies, because building a coaching company is way different than building a SaaS company or a product, like a tech product or a software company. But anyway, we have a lot of clients who've worked for startups, and they love working for startups. You know, that's not the problem, right? It's in their heart to want to work for a startup. They have that startup spirit. But they're jumping from startup to startup to startup to startup to startup, and they want to stop doing that. They want to find that sense of security. But again, you're not going to find a sense of security working for a startup. The sense of security comes from within. But we've had clients, for example, one in particular, he basically described himself as being stuck in the jumping from startup to startup to startup. And he felt it again, that he was working for a particular startup for about a year. And he just, it was getting to the point where it was like Groundhog Day. Right, the startup, they got their first client and it was cool and they're celebrating it. But in part of him really loved the rush, the adrenaline rush of what's next? What's tomorrow going to be like? What fire am I going to have to put out tomorrow? And it was also, oh, in 3 months there's going to be some big changes. And this big deal is going to land. We're going to get this huge client in a few months. And everything's going to be better in a few months once we land this huge client. It's going to be more stable then. So I just need to stay a few more months. I just need to stay a few more months. And with this particular client, it was really a matter of him seeing that was a pattern that he kept repeating. I just have to wait. I just have to wait for some external circumstance to give me the security and the safety that I need. And time again, he was let down by the world, by external circumstances, because it didn't happen. Time and time again, it was, I just have to wait 3 more months because it's going to be better in 3 months. I just have to wait 6 months because it's going to be better in 6 months. 6 months would roll around. 3 months would roll around. 6 months would roll around. And he was let down because the thing that he was hinging his entire career on did not happen over and over and over and over again. And so we helped him to see that he can't pin his whole career on something that's not certain, which is external circumstances. If you want to bolt your career on something that is certain, that has to come from inside. And so he's made that shift, and he is still working for the same company, but he doesn't have, and he loves it, right? There isn't this existential angst of, oh God, what's going to happen next? Because it's no longer, oh God, what's going to happen next? It's like anyone, anytime, anywhere, bring it. That's the spirit of the person who wants to work for startups. That's the spirit of a leader. And building that spirit, that internal confidence, is not easy. There are proven systems, there are proven strategies, and we know them and we have them and we get you and we got you. But it's not easy. For some of you, it's going to take a moment. It's going to take some time to build that spirit, to build that sense of internal certainty. And that's how you get over any obstacle that is standing in your way. Whether it's fear, money, time, anything else that you perceive to be standing in your way right now, external or internal, is you have to build that internal certainty. And no one can do that on their own. No one. Because if you could, you would have figured that out already. You would have done it already. Because you know that's what you need to do. You know that's what's necessary, but you haven't done it yet. Either because you don't know how, because of personal blind spots, because of unconscious incompetence, also because old habits die hard. And you need an expert to help you kill those old habits and build such strong new ones. And I'm not just talking about habits of like meditating every day and journaling every day. Those are important, but really it's the new internal habits and the things that you say to yourself and where, how you think, feel, and behave on a daily basis, building a new you. That's what you really need to do. You can't do that on your own. You need an expert to guide you, and that's what we're here for. We are the best in the world at helping technical managers who are stuck in their careers. We are the best in the world at helping you to build your dream career. So if that's what you want, it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. We're here to help. Here's the thing, though. This isn't for everyone. You have to be committed. You have to be coachable. You have to be resourceful. You have to be ready and willing to get over the fear, get over the money objections, get over the time objections, get over whatever obstacles are in your way and saying, get out of the way. That's the way to my dream. You have to be ready for that. And maybe you are, and maybe you're not. The only way to find out is to have a call with us, to have a conversation with us. Because we know how to have those conversations. We know how to guide. We know how to guide you. ThePeopleStack.com/book. Pick a time that works for you. There's lots of times available on my team's calendar. You're going to have a conversation about what's not working in your career right now. You're going to have a conversation about where you want to go. And if we're 100% confident that we can help you fix it and help you get where you want to go, then we're going to talk about what that looks like. We're going to present you with a custom tailored plan. We're going to talk about all the details of what it would look like to work together, including the time investment, including the financial investment, including any other thing that's going to be required on your part. And there is going to be things required on your part because we don't upgrade your career for you. You do it. We're here to help. We're here to support you. We're here to point out the blind spots. We're here to give you the strategies and the systems and the world-class support so you don't have to do this on your own anymore. We're better together. Start the journey today. Book that call. ThePeopleStack.com/book. The obstacles mean that you're on the right path. They don't mean that you're losing. The obstacles are there so that you can build strength and keep on keeping on and get to that next level. That's it for the day, folks. Talk to you soon. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.